Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Press and go. Just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about Impress, Press On Falsies, and Press On Manicure. The Impress Press-On Falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles, and the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress, that's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles, and then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress manicure and press on falsies. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Kirby.
Welcome to Los Angeles. Guys, wow. It has been a hot ass minute.
Might not feel like that for you guys because we have been putting out an episode every week, but it's been a while since we've like caught up and actually recorded the week of an episode.
Yeah, because I think the last time Sarah and I were together recording an episode in real time was the Fenty episode, right?
Yeah.
With Priscilla Ohno.
Yeah.
So that was in December, and we had so many episodes banked. Obviously, the holidays came and went, but we wanted to make sure we had content for that.
Yeah.
And we had so many amazing interviews, obviously, but we did get some feedback that you guys missed what's on your face, that you missed beauty news. You kind of just missed us.
You
know.
Missed us.
You missed us just being us.
Which was
we
like,
didn't need no guests.
So so
although we
sweet.
Love them.
Yeah, yeah, no, amazing. But this is, yeah, this is like, this is why we started Los Angeles.
Just the two of us.
Just so that we could chat every week.
Exactly. So we decided today we were going to put out a pre-recorded episode with an expert, but we had a fun little extravaganza at CVS this morning, which we will explain to you guys in a later episode. And we decided we were going to come back to Sarah's and just shoot the shit and record an episode together.
So this is like a mega what's on your face beauty news episode.
Yeah, we're going to talk about what's been going on the internet in terms of beauty. A bunch of new launches happening, as you guys can probably tell. And then talk about the products that we have been using over the past couple of weeks that we just can't get enough of. So let's kick it off with what's on your face. Yeah.
Every time we do that, Kirby, like, throws her hand up in the air like we're like on stage being like da, 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 what's on your face,
like the words are just scrolling across my arm.
Yeah, like you're like Vanna White.
I'm just preparing for my TV career.
All right, so let's start, Kirby.
Okay, I wrote about this for Bustle.
Yes, she did. It was a really great article.
Some wonderful editor assigned
me.
Her name was Sarah Tan, and she was like, hey, I have eyelash extensions. Can you talk about this mascara? And so we did. It's the Fenty Mascara, the Full Frontal Lift and Curl. So This is the first ever mascara launch for Fenty. I was super excited to get it on my lashes. And I'm going to preface this by saying I have abnormally long lashes.
Just rub it in, rub it in.
Sorry to these women and men, but I do. So I don't ever really look for a lengthening mascara. I just don't need it. I'm always looking for something that's going to volumize and lift and curl. But also, I have a lash lift right now.
Yes.
My lash lifts also last an abnormally long time, like 4 to 5 months.
It's amazing.
Which is kind of crazy. I know some people go religiously every 8 weeks, and for me, I just have it lasts way longer. So I ended up trying out this mascara. You have probably seen it online, but the wand, it has like the Christmas tree effect. So, you know, tapered at the top and goes down at the bottom, but it's flat. Mm-hmm. And then when you turn it, it's fat, mm-hmm. which I haven't personally used a wand like this before or a brush like this before. I know some people were like, this exists already, but
who else?
I know. I was like, I don't ever remember that launching, but yeah. You know, that's not to say it's not true.
Totally.
It's just my first experience using Fenty and this type of wand and brush. So I put it on and I am loving it because it definitely thickens up like the base of your lash. If you have it flat, you can really get to the base without it like coating your eyelid. Mm-hmm. So I kind of wiggle it down there and then I turn it vertically and then coat each individual lash. And it works like a charm. It gets all my little baby lashes on the inner corners. I use two coats. And I mean, honestly, people are like, what the hell is on your lashes? They look so long. And what I like is they look flirty and fluffy.
But not overdone.
It doesn't look like thick, tarantula, clumped up. It's just very, very soft. And I feel like you can load it up if you want to, but you don't have to.
Yeah. You said that you could like run errands in them and still feel like you look really cute.
Totally.
But you're not running errands and feel like you're going to the club.
Yeah. And I was going to events and only wearing this mascara. Traditionally, if I want to glam things up more with like an eyeliner, I will put in faux lashes just so it shows up a little bit better in pictures. But I felt like I didn't even need to do that for these. So,
before and after photos were amazing.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a big fan. And truth be told, I'm still a diehard fan of Velvet Noir from Marc Jacobs Beauty. Mm-hmm. I think that's like always the one I will go back to. But I've been using them together. So I'll do a coat of Marc Jacobs and then I'll do the coat of Fenty. And it's like the perfect pair.
Why do you like to use that one first?
I feel like because the brush separates the lashes better than Fenty's does. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But then Fenty can get those little baby lashes that aren't maybe as long as the longest lashes you have on your lash line. So overall, I have been really enjoying using Fenty.
It's been getting a lot of really good reviews too.
Yep. So it's Fenty Mascara, full frontal lift and curl, and it's $24 and you can buy it at Sephora.
Great. Okay. I'm talking about a product that's not $24.
Sarah was looking up the price of this and she's like, oh shit.
So apologies in advance, but it's some newness. So it's exciting, but it's Victoria Beckham's new Cell Rejuvenating Power Serum that she made with Augustinus Bader. Augustinus Bader. I think it's Bader.
Bader.
I forgot.
We always
But we love the man. Anyways, so she had made a primer moisturizer with him previously a couple months ago. And now this is the second skincare product that she is releasing. And it is, so it's $210. I'm just going to start off with that right off the bat. Yeah, that's like, expensive serum?
I mean, that's like La Mer level, man.
Because, oh, yeah, you're right. Because their regenerating serum is like around that price point.
And I think this is more expensive than the Bader's
priming moisturizer.
No.
The rich cream?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
I think so. I think you're right. But perhaps the reason is because it is both reparative and preventative. So the technology in this serum, which is a Bayer proprietary TFC8 technology, is supposed to help with reverse signs of aging, but then it's also supposed to help protect your skin from all of the effects of blue light and pollution, both indoor and outdoor. And so, and then it's supposed to help, you know, strengthen your moisture barrier. And then over the course of 6 weeks of using it, you know, every single day, your skin is supposed to look smoother, more balanced, more restored, more vibrant, all the good stuff. I have not been using it for a continuous 6 weeks, but I have been using it for probably 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. I really like it. I think my skin feels a lot smoother, I will say. I haven't had any breakouts recently. This is the only new skincare product that I have added to my current routine. I will say, though, like, I don't have, like, troubled skin. Like, yeah. I don't have a lot of wrinkles or anything like that, but I do, like, have breakouts every now and then, and I feel like, especially over the winter, my skin has been looking pretty dull, and this has definitely, I felt like, been a good addition to my skincare routine. Do I think that you should spend $210 on it? Maybe if you have the cash.
Listen, like, everything we recommend, yeah, I think, is if you can afford it, great. But we're not telling you you absolutely need this product. Right. There are other products that would suffice, I would say.
Absolutely.
I'm going to say this. Victoria Beckham Beauty / Augustinus Bader.
Yeah.
Botter. Send me the serum.
Yeah.
I know it comes out today, but you need to send me the serum because... Like, sorry to you guys, but I am the biggest, like, Bader stan. I am actually offended I didn't get this.
Yeah.
So, well, I need this.
It's embargoed until today, well, which is why I think that they were trying to keep it under super wraps. I mean, this is a lab sample, so I don't even know what the actual, like, real product looks like.
Is this exclusive to Violet Gray?
No, it's not. Mm-mm.
Oh.
Yeah, so I thought it was. So I think that you can buy it on victoriabeckhambeauty.com.
Okay.
Maybe Violet Gray is the exclusive retailer.
Okay.
But I'm sure that there's some sort of, like, you can buy it probably on Bader's site as well. But yeah, I'm excited to continue using it for the next 3 weeks and see, like, what the end result is. But I'll keep you guys posted.
Please.
Yeah.
Because also I was going to say, I was at Violet Gray the other day with my friend Katrina, who's a celebrity makeup artist. And she was like, should I get the primer or should I just invest in the actual cream? And looking on Bader's website, the 15 milliliter size is $85. So, like, that's more, like, that's like a, it's smaller substantially.
Yep. Yep.
Then they have a 30 milliliter and a 50. The 30 milliliter is $170. And then the 50 is $265. I don't know. If you're going to buy the primer.
Yeah.
Because the serum's an actual skincare product.
Yes,
primer could be argued that it's makeup.
Totally.
I think if you are looking for, like, a cream, you should just invest in the actual, like, regular cream or rich cream.
I think so,
from
too.
From him.
Yeah.
Do the 30 milliliter.
Yeah.
Or if you just want to try it out, buy the $85 one that's 15 milliliters.
Yeah.
But in terms of actual skincare, I feel like the serum will give the cream a run for its money, especially since some people are like, I really like the moisturizer I have.
Yes.
I need a serum.
And then some people I have talked to, other beauty editors, a couple, like, very small amount, who actually their skin didn't like the creams.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like, those people should maybe look into the serum. I will say, I wanted to also mention, I have, like, a little bit of redness in my cheeks usually, and I have not had any redness since using this. So
great.
I think that it does help calm, like, irritation and inflammation. So I also wanted to mention, it has what's in it. So here's the list. The TFC8 proprietary technology, whatever that is, nutrient-rich yeast ferment complex. So this is what's going to, like, refine your skin, strengthen skin barrier. It's got biopeptides, organic black crowberry fruit, which is supposed to improve microcirculation, niacinamide, which we all know is great, triple weight hyaluronic acid, also great, vitamin E, olive fruit extract, and microalgae extract. So that's going to be to protect against urban and indoor pollution.
Okay, so it says cell rejuvenating power serum.
Yeah.
Who is this best for? Like, if you had to pick one person.
I'm going to say, the fact that it is reparative And I will say it's probably better for people with a little bit more mature skin.
Yep.
But it is preventative too. So if you are someone in your late 20s, early 30s, who is trying to like really, you know, have a good foundation in your skincare routine and set yourself up for success, I think that's a good investment. But I probably would, this is probably meant for like your 30s and 40s.
Do you think it's better for people that have...
Oh, like what kind of skin like type?
Not mature skin, but like textured skin. Like if you're noticing that you have like uneven skin tone.
I think it's supposed to be meant for, yeah.
Or like uneven skin texture.
Yes, because it's supposed to help with your, with smoothness and irritation.
Cool.
So, yeah. Maybe you guys should...
Send it on over, peeps. I'll be waiting.
Go grab a sample if you can. I don't know how you can, but... Well, Kirby, you'll get your own, but our listeners...
Yeah.
Find a sample.
Okay, we'll see about that.
Okay, next.
Next up, okay, talk about this concealer night and day. It's just truly the best. It's the Dior Forever Skin Correct Concealer. It's $36. This concealer I have been using as my sole coverage product. So I've barely been using foundation since I've gotten it. It was funny because Dior had this big, you know, open house ahead of award season. And, you know, everyone was there. It was like, you know, Bettina Goldstein was there with her nails. And then like Dr. Samolitis was there, my dermatologist from Facile. She stopped in. And then like every makeup artist. So Jenna Christina, who's big on, you know, works with Maybelline a lot. Everyone's there. Everyone's having a great time. But yes. I got one of the skincare products, the moisturizer. Yes. It's like the Cell Renewal, which is great. I'm using.
I forgot to write that down on my list, the Capture Total products. But yeah. I'll save it for the next episode.
It's great. Yeah. Like I love that stuff. But back to the concealer, this stuff is buildable, but it looks like your skin. I don't know what they put in it. I don't know how they do it. But unlike any other concealer I use, this stuff does not cake under my eyeballs. It helps cover my melasma, which is slowly fading away thanks to Dr. Samolitis. Thank God. And it's long lasting. They say 24 hours. I'm never going to be the guinea pig for that because I just will never wear my makeup for 24 hours. But what I will say is
wearing concealer for 24 hours? Wash your face, guys.
I honestly feel like they make those claims just so people know.
Yes.
Like you like,
remember that
day.
Time you slept in your mascara?
Yeah.
Like you're not supposed to do that, but for the sake of
I did it for
research.
Beauty.
Yes.
That being said, it doesn't move. So what I feel like they mean there is like, it's not totally matte.
Yeah.
But when I put it on, I don't usually even have to set it with powder, which is
great.
Like a first for me.
Yeah.
And I could go from like early morning, go through a whole day, and then at night, like not even have to touch it up anywhere. Like usually like if I'm going from event during the day to like a nighttime thing, I'll touch up under my eyes or like around my nose or like on my melasma. And I don't have to do that with this.
Amazing.
I will say this about the shades. There's 30 shades, which is great. But I feel like they do get dark really quickly, meaning like not that they oxidize, but that numbers 1 and 2 are like the fairest.
Oh.
Once you get to like 2.5 and 3, like it starts to become really warm, almost tan shades. Mm. So I wear like I'm tan right now, so I'm wearing 3W, but I also use 2N, which is like a neutral, and then 2WO, which is 2W olive.
Mm-hmm.
And what I like about it is there's like the olive shades, there's the peach shades, and they identify that on the package. Mm-hmm. So if you're like, well, I'm typically olive, you know which one to do. But like 2W olive is a little, it's like tan.
Interesting.
So just know if you're going to look for these shades, you definitely
should get color matched
and you should know that like if you're normally like a 4 or 5, like that might be even too dark for you.
Yeah.
Which I'm not complaining. Like I think this definitely caters to like so many people that can't even find a shade for them.
Yeah.
But I did have some fair people DMing me going, I saw your review on Instagram. I really wanted to try these shades, but I actually couldn't find a shade fair enough for me. So just
it's a first.
Truly. Yeah. I'm like, girl.
You're like, welcome.
You have 800 other foundations to go check out. But go, definitely go get Shade Match. They have it at Sephora. Mm. I love them. And I'm so excited to use them. And I'm just a big Dior stan in general. Yeah. All of their backstage products I'm obsessed with. All of their eyeshadow palettes. Their beautiful highlighting palette.
Their
I love it all.
Products. Yeah, it's all really, really good.
Their backstage primer is great.
Oh, yeah.
I think we've talked about it before.
And
but
the highlighter one.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
All of them
good.
Are great. So it's Dior Forever Skin Correct Concealer, and it's $36.
Amazing.
Okay, what's next?
I'm going to talk about a concealer, but it's kind of like the opposite of the Dior in that it's... Because it's yours is full coverage, right?
It's full coverage, but it's buildable.
Okay. So this is the Becca Light Shifter Brightening Concealer. Ooh. And it's really, really pretty. And as someone who is a big fan of, you know, a dewy dumpling finish, this is like definitely that. I think concealer is maybe a misleading product name for it.
Oh, why?
Because, it has light shifting pigments in it that's supposed to deflect like light from under your eyes. So in that sense, it's a good like concealer for under your eyes. But I think that if you have like really deep dark circles, or you're trying to like use this as like a full coverage concealer to cover, you know, any like blemishes, like I don't think that this is the right one. Like I think you should probably use the Dior one. But this is really, really pretty.
Yeah.
As like a highlighter or like an illuminator, and I have been using this as like in lieu of like foundation if I just want kind of like a dewy, glowy finish. Mm-hmm. I do use it under my eyes, and I really do think it does deflect the light.
Yeah.
But I don't have like really dark circles under my eyes.
Totally.
So it brightens, blurs, and quote unquote conceals. It comes in 8 shades.
Okay.
So that's telling you that it's like pretty light.
Yeah.
Right?
It's not like a typical
exactly.
concealer situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I use Metamorphic is the shade that I use. There's another lighter shade that I can also use if I want it to be a little bit lighter, but it's super, super glowy.
Oh, yeah.
Do you see that?
It's very sheer.
It's super sheer, but it just has this really beautiful finish to it.
Totally.
So I put it like on all the high points of my face. So I'll put it under my cheekbones. I'll put it on my nose.
It's like a highlighter.
It is like a highlighter, but it has a little bit of color to it.
Yeah,
so
it has a tint.
It's yeah. So it is like a tinted concealer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's definitely not like, I just wouldn't call it a concealer, but because of the light shifting pigments in it, it technically...
It's an illuminator.
Yes. But you can use it to conceal certain...
Well, like it illuminates under your eyes, right? So by illuminating,
it's concealing.
It's like
in a way that's like it's an illusion.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's hiding.
Yes.
What's happening
by
it's not
being
covering?
Like,
yeah,
look at me, I'm really glowy and pretty.
Totally.
So yeah, and I have been using this all over my face. So it's $28. I would highly recommend this if you are a person that loves that dewy finish, like I said, and using it as like a highlighter on your cheekbones.
It's like a really great no makeup product.
Absolutely.
Because it is so sheer.
Yes, and it does have hyaluronic acid as well. So it's good for your skin.
Awesome.
Great.
Okay, we're going to hop on over to hair. So Kristen S. launched a fragrance-free collection. There we go.
Woo-hoo.
And if you're not familiar with Kristen S., you're probably not on Instagram. But yeah. Kristen S. rose to fame because of her work with Lauren Conrad. Mm-hmm. She started the beauty department mm-hmm. with her makeup artist friend, Amy Nadine. I think the beauty department is now defunct.
I think so too.
I think the last time they updated their Instagram was 2017, which is a bummer.
I loved the beauty department.
The beauty department was the gold standard for Instagram inspiration.
Yeah.
Like they are the ones that created how you look at hair and
tutorials too, yeah.
and product mm-hmm. on Pinterest.
Mm-hmm.
I remember we would take inspiration from Pinterest of the beauty department
Same.
To create the thumbnails for like the videos we were doing
totally.
On Pop Sugar because they knew how to nail it. Like
yeah.
they knew like how to tilt the head and,
right.
and get the highlights and get the wave or mm-hmm. whatever it was. So Kristen had a lot of feedback on her line, which is featured in Target. And one of the things was like, hey, I need something fragrance-free because I'm just super, super sensitive. And so on the website, it says this collection was formulated for those looking to skip the fragrance and focus on performance. Just because you have sensitive skin or a sensitive scalp doesn't mean you can't have epic hair. So on Instagram, Kristen even specified, like, I didn't just take the lines I already had and remove the fragrance. Like,
right.
we reformulated all of these things so that they were more gentle for people that have sensitive scalps and sensitive skin, which I think is great.
Yeah.
So her team reached out, and I love that they did this. They were like, pick however many products you want to try.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to send you the whole line if you don't want. We're trying to reduce waste, so you pick. I'm like, great. I don't need any more shampoo and conditioner. So I would love to try the detangling tonic, the soft shine grooming cream, and the dry shampoo powder. I have not been trying the dry shampoo powder right now because I took out my extensions a couple of weeks ago.
I feel like we should have like a sad violin in the background, Patrick. Oh my God.
This is like one of those devastating moments in my life. So on Friday night after this violet gray party, I go home and remove my extensions ahead of my appointment with On, who does my hair, and he was going to reinstall them. Well, I woke up at 6 a.m. the following morning in excruciating abdomen pain and had to go to the ER. And so, it was like, it was horrible. And I was in pain for like several days and I could not eat anything. I mean, it was bad. And I was taking these horrible antibiotics.
But the thing she was most concerned about was her hair.
Truly. Like, I was like in a hospital bed and telling Patrick, like, what time is it? My appointment's at 1. And he's like,
you're not going.
Lady, you're not going anywhere. Like, nice try. I'm like, no, but I think he's like, you can't. No, like, you have to go home.
Yes.
And so I had to cancel the appointment. And On is very, very busy. So he travels around the country. And he's only in LA 4 days a month.
I had no idea.
Yep. So, like, I haven't been able to see him. So I have an appointment with him on Valentine's Day.
Oh, my God.
But I haven't been wearing my extensions, which means I have not been using dry shampoo because I've been washing my hair more often because it's shorter and it like it's finer and stuff like that. But
and it's so cute. But stop, I know I get
stop.
It. I get
it's
it.
It's not. It's not cute. It's ugly.
I know
hate it.
People keep telling you that it is really cute too.
Listen, my hair looks like Britney Spears and Lucky.
What? This is a story about a girl named Lucky.
I brought a photo of that to get my haircut in the 7th grade.
Yeah, 7th grade. Same. Same. Anyways, enough about Britney Spears. I have PTSD from this past week. But I've been using the detangling tonic and the grooming cream. And the detangling, like, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
It really does let you just go right through your hair and you don't have to worry about it. It doesn't get too sticky or thick. I think sometimes with detangling tonics, like, it has this weird, like, crunchiness almost afterwards. And then the Soft Shine Grooming Cream, sometimes those creams, like our paste, they can almost be too tacky. And
too
you're
tacky.
Like, and it just sticks in your hair.
Yep.
And then you have to figure out how to like get it through.
Mm-hmm. Or sometimes too like, not oily, but it'll make your hair just like way too slick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This stuff is great because I almost want to compare it to like a water or like hydrogel cream.
Mm.
It definitely has a cream consistency, but like when you put it in, it just smooths. It almost like disappears.
Okay.
So what I've been doing, my signature look has been like wetting my hair or like if it's after the shower, just keeping it wet, spraying in the detangling tonic, and then putting in like a tiny fingerprint amount of the grooming cream, like up where my bangs are, because I have it split down the middle, parted down the middle. And then I'll just like smooth it down and then use a Mason Pearson brush to like smooth everything out.
So it's great for like flyaways, frizz, and then when you want that really neat, tight ponytail or bun, finishing it with that.
I think this would be great for braids. I have these like two little rogue hairs in the front that I always have to like smooth down with a ton of hairspray.
Yeah.
So I haven't been using hairspray with this because it just gets the job done. But it is fragrance free. Like you don't have to worry about smell. I'm not typically sensitive when it comes to fragrance or products like that. So I like couldn't judge like whether this is better.
But it also just like makes you feel better.
Totally. And I mean, it's beautiful. And the best part is the price. So the detangling tonic is $10 and the soft shine grooming cream is $12. And you can buy them at Target. Like, there, you
God
can't
beat
this.
God bless you, Kristen S.
Yes.
We're going to have you on soon when you have time to come on.
I remember one time before Kristen started following me on Instagram, I like wrote her an email being like, I would be honored to pay you to do my hair or something like that. And she was like, oh my God,
she's
you were
like,
crazy.
Okay. Well, no. I mean, that would be amazing.
Like, okay, like I think it'd be amazing to go to Kristen and be like, just do whatever you want with my hair.
Yeah.
Tell me what you want to do with my hair.
Yeah. I know. Well, she once on Instagram told me to not cut my hair. Because remember there was like a time where, I had short hair before and then grew it all out. And then I like always try to like toy with the idea of getting a bob. And she was like, don't do it. So no. I'm not going to do it.
Oh, Kristen, come on. I've been wanting Sarah to do a little bob for me.
Maybe soon.
A little asymmetrical bob.
Yeah.
Ugh. Chic.
Maybe in the summer.
Chic, baby.
It's too cold in LA right now for
it
that.
It is. It's freezing.
My neck needs the coverage.
Okay, let's talk about this next one because I'm really excited about it.
Charlotte Tilbury.
She Tills.
Launched a whole new Pillow Talk collection, including her famous Pillow Talk lipstick, but in medium. So it is a deeper hue of her original warm berry pink shade that, you know, everyone freaking loves. But which I really like is that, oh, Kirby's pulling it out.
This is my little baby shade.
It's so cute. I love it.
It's like a little tiny,
That's the OG one?
This is Pillow Talk,
okay, so according to American Market Research Group, NDP Group, from January to November of last year, Pillow Talk was the number one selling lipstick in the U.S.
Yeah, I'm not
surprised. I believe it.
I don't disagree.
Such a good formula.
Yep.
But okay, so I really like that shade too, but sometimes I feel like it's a little bit light for me.
Okay.
Which is why I was so excited when she launched this medium because it is a little bit deeper.
Ooh, okay.
Which like you could also wear if you wanted something a little bit deeper. But yeah, I just have been loving it. I think it's a little bit more flattering on my skin tone and also just great for like winter when you want like a little bit more of a bold finish. Same price. Yeah, it's like still very much the same family, but just a little bit deeper.
We're taking photos of our hands. We just swatched both Pillow Talk and the medium shade so you can see what it looks like on my tone and on Sarah's tone.
Oh, yes. And then, so okay, she also launched Pillow Talk Intense, which is an even deeper shade.
So that's for like deep and dark skin tones.
Yes, which great. I think I have it. I'll have to grab it and we can add it to our hand.
Awesome.
So that one is, yeah, like a really deep berry rose pink. And then the medium is a warm berry. So yeah, if you are like me and we're looking for maybe a little bit more of a warmer, deeper Pillow Talk, it's your lucky day.
She came out with so many new Pillow Talk products.
She really did. Yeah, there's like so
much.
Which
I think, like,
about.
You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
No,
like,
not at
keep
all.
Going.
Yeah.
Just like rename your entire brand Pillow Talk at this point.
I mean, I would
it's
if I
the best.
Were.
Okay, awesome. Left. Finishing up, rounding. This is such a long what's on your face.
I know,
but
it's like
we've been,
30 minutes, but you know.
We haven't done what's on your face in a hot ass
and
minute.
And you said you guys missed us, so.
Yeah. Hopefully you're enjoying this.
Hopefully you don't regret that comment.
Yeah, truly. So I talked about this product on my Instagram. I just think it's brilliant. It's from Burst. It's called Baby Cheeks.
So cute.
Freaking adorable. It's $18.
Everything about Burst, I'm just like, yes.
Yeah. We're all on
Congrats.
Board.
Congrats.
So
I'm sold.
The best part is we didn't end up going to this, but they invited us to the Sip and See to preview the products.
So
and we were like,
cute.
We were going to meet with Jamie, who represents Verst. Anyway, so we knew we were going to get to see the products. But we were like, oh, how cute is this that, you know, they're doing a sip and see. But we didn't, like, understand why.
Yeah.
And it's because of baby cheeks. You do a little sip and see to see little babies.
Sip and see, is that like a baby shower? Or like if you have a second kid, is that a sip and see? Or well, no, what is a sip and see?
So some people are extra if you live in Texas and you have your baby shower.
Yeah.
And then you have a sip and see so people can come meet the baby.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Clearly I do not have a lot of friends with babies.
I have so many friends with babies. I love them all, but like baby central. So it's like typically you would do a baby shower. And
do you bring gifts?
No.
Okay.
If you are in good taste.
You will?
You have a baby shower for your first baby.
Okay. Yes.
And then
a sprinkle. That's what I was thinking.
Yes. And then a sprinkle for like your second kid or whatever. If they're not, you know, if they're super far in age.
Yeah.
Then you would have a whole nother one.
Because
like,
okay.
You would probably like get rid of all your
baby
stuff.
Right.
But if it's like you just had a baby and then you have another one.
Yeah.
Typically a sprinkle. Most people are like, please don't buy me stuff.
Yeah.
And then also
unless
like,
unless
you're super extra or you're like a girl, you know, have a boy and a girl.
Yeah.
Like
bring me
baby girl clothes or whatever.
Yeah. Or you're a Jenner Kardashian and you let's talk about that first Stormy's second birthday party.
Two is better than one.
Dude.
Did they spend $2 million instead of $1 million? Holy shit.
Did you see Cardi B's Instagram where she was like, what's her baby's name?
Oh, culture. She's and like, she, culture, I'm getting ready to make some rich friends.
Yes, I was dying.
I was like, holy crap.
I was like, if Cardi B is saying that culture is making new rich friends, that's like another level of rich.
I just, that baby, Stormy would not have cared if she got one cupcake and like a dollar bill for a present.
Nope.
She's never going to remember this. Mm-mm. This is definitely one of those moments where Kylie wanted to throw a party where she could match with her child and she has the funds to do it. Listen, I am not a person to tell you how to spend your money because it's your money. But I do think, like, I don't know. I actually don't know what I think about it.
There's a lot to be said about it.
Totally.
There's a lot to be said, but
okay, back enough to, of this sorry. Tangent on freaking babies. So Verse Baby Cheeks, it's a toner. It comes in this really cute bottle that has the press top. So you take your little cloth or reusable cloth or whatever.
Did you get that mailer?
Yeah. Oh, the mailer is super cute.
So cute.
So they sent us these reusable makeup pads. And it was great. Yeah. So you know, pump it, it gets the product on there, and then you wipe your face with it. It's, so I said it's supposed to balance your pH. So it truly is a toner, but it has this like milky consistency and it's supposed to hydrate your skin. It's not supposed to be drying. It's not supposed to strip. If you have oily skin, it's not supposed to like help with that. It's just supposed to like simply, you know, make sure your skin is in good balance. Mm-hmm. I use it actually in the morning to clean my skin. So instead of like doing a full wash, I'll usually use micellar water, but I have been using Baby Cheeks instead just to like get any like little crusties or whatever off my eyes and then remove any excess like product that I have on from the night before. And then at night, I'll wash my face with my traditional cleanser and then use the Baby Cheeks to remove any remnants, kind of like a double cleanse.
Yeah, yeah.
But
so is it called Baby Cheeks because it's supposed to be like gentle?
It's supposed to like, yeah, it's gentle and it's supposed to give your cheeks like the little baby
adorbs
glow. Who doesn't want baby cheeks? Honestly, like this is one of those products that like baby lips. Everybody wants cute little baby lips from Maybelline. I just like this is one of those products that I'm like, oh, sign me up.
Yeah.
I want that. Totally. I want to look like that.
Yeah.
I want little baby cheeks.
So cute. Cheeks.
So great job, Verst. Great job to the people at Who, What, Where. And Devin. Devin.
Congrats.
Beauty editor turned product developer. Girl.
Yeah, really.
Killing the game.
She really is.
I saw her at the NARS event and I was like, I'm telling you right now, freaking love baby cheeks. She was so happy. All right, Sarah, coming to the end of the road.
Okay, this is a real quick one. I've been using Garnier's new Invisible Dry Shampoo.
Ooh.
Did you get any of those?
Nope.
They're like, okay, sorry. you don't need it because you don't have extensions. You've been washing your hair.
True.
So it is like $4, $5. It's Garnier's new dry shampoo. It comes in a bunch of fun, different scents. I was going to say flavors because they're like fruit. Yeah. Like there's a watermelon one.
Ooh.
I've been using the Coco Colada one.
I thought this said Coca-Cola for a second. And I was like, oh, interesting partnership.
Yeah. Would not be surprised if that's like a future partnership. Yeah,
happening.
I just love it because I obviously have dark hair and it truly is invisible.
Great.
So it absorbs all the oil and the nastiness and doesn't leave any like white residue. And it's really cheap. And I love to recommend products that are cheap and drugstore friendly.
In addition to the $200. Yes. Hey, we're well-rounded.
It's called balanced, all right? High, low. I'm a well-rounded woman.
No, Garnier does make great stuff. Patrick is obsessed. Speaking of grooming paste that I was talking about earlier, is obsessed with their grooming paste, Garnier's. And like,
is it the one in the little green?
It's green. Oh my God, has a yellow top.
Yes, 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 yes.
When Patrick goes to Target, if he sees them, he'll just like scoop the whole thing and put it in his, because he's afraid they're going to discontinue it.
I mean,
so he's smart. Like, I got to make sure I have it. So he has one at all times.
Oh my God.
And I will say too, if you guys are looking for like a styling paste, I think it's probably cheaper than Kristen's, which is kind of crazy, but that's a really good styling paste as well.
I feel like I used that when I was like in high school. Like it's been around for a really long time.
Oh, it's been around forever.
Yeah.
But Patrick, really, really good. I like want him to start using the Kristen S one, sure. But I have a feeling he's like never going to stray from Garnier. Yeah.
Boy, men, when they like a product, it's hard to get them to stop using it. You know?
Totally. His
especially hair products.
His entire hair routine now is like a thing. Like he's like,
got great hair.
I mean, he blow dries his hair now.
I mean, it looks amazing.
Not because I said so, because he like went somewhere and they blow dried his hair. And then he was like, oh, well, they said I should be blown. Sir, I've been saying you should blow dry your hair since the day I met you, but don't
I know.
Even.
I feel like men don't typically, like, I feel like they don't think that that is like, or they think that that's like frou-frou, like, yeah, that's
like, it's too much,
but it's like,
That's too much effort. Yes. I'm like, it takes
like
5 minutes.
It's a game changer.
Totally. It gives you the lift and height. Mm-hmm. Why are men? I asked that this weekend. I'm like, why is it that I have to tell Patrick that the Claritin is in the medicine cabinet when literally he has the medicine cabinet open it and it's sitting right there? Like, do you know where the Claritin is? Well, it's that blue thing sitting right in front of you.
Be gentle. He's editing this episode.
But like, the best part is that I got so many responses to that on my Instagram story of women being like, oh, totally.
It's just
like
a thing.
It just doesn't exist unless I find it for him.
Yep.
I think that that's like genetically missing from men's brains.
1,000%.
Like, where's the Starbucks? Oh, it's right there. I'm staring at it.
We love you, Patrick.
Ollie. You don't have to worry about that.
No, you're not in the same category.
Patrick, we do love you. I love you. I'm just giving you a hard time.
Wow, that's what's on our bods.
Face and hair and bods.
All right, let's dive into some beauty news.
Beauty news. Okay,
we have to talk about this.
Yeah, J-Lo and Shakira. Shakira. I thought this was freaking awesome. I loved this halftime show.
They looked so good.
I mean, I think some people were like, they're very visibly lip syncing. Okay,
who cares?
Who gives
you
a flying F?
You go on stage and, you know, twirl your fucking hair and, you know, dance your butt off.
I think that Gaga, so people were like, well, Gaga didn't have to. Well, let me break it down for you. Like, Gaga took a gamble by not lip syncing because, like, if anything happened to her audio.
Yeah.
She would have been screwed.
Right.
Like, that ruins an entire performance.
Yeah.
They just wanted to make sure that they didn't have to worry about it, especially with how much movement they were doing.
Yeah.
Like, they were dancing the whole time.
Yes, yes.
Right?
Yeah. That's like, and that's what J-Lo and Shakira, I mean, they obviously great voices, but like.
Totally.
They're there to dance and put on a show.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah.
So let's first start with J-Lo. So our dear friend, Chloe Hall, who works for Elle.
Yep.
Had the exclusive interview with Scott Barnes, who is J-Lo's longtime makeup artist. And I think the headline was something like, inside the 10-hour prep for J-Lo's Super Bowl halftime or something like that. And I was like, click!
Yep.
Need to know. And like, I don't know if you had a chance to read it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it basically was like Scott Barnes just walking Chloe through the entire process. And it was like they started prep in the morning, and then he had to like break because she had to you know, do hair.
Yep.
Which Chris Appleton did her hair, and her hair looked freaking amazing.
Did you see that Instagram?
Who hasn't seen it?
Where she's like practicing her hair flip.
Like, that's, I think like 30 people have posted that on their feed.
I'm like, that's the energy I need.
Iconic.
This year. Holy crap.
Her hair looked really, really good.
Also, shout out to whoever lasered their bikini lines or like gave them a wax. Cause like, there is like one point where J-Lo is sliding on her knees towards the camera and it's like thinnest strip of fabric over her crotch. And I'm like, damn.
Totally.
Like, that would not be what I looked like doing that.
Just the amount of like the attention to detail of every single inch of their bodies before they go on.
Unbelievable.
In her leather Versace catsuit.
I know.
And then into like her friggin' bedazzled sheer number.
And then like Shakira on the drums and then Emmy coming out and singing.
I mean,
oh my
thing,
God. The whole thing
so
was great.
Good.
I loved it. I loved it.
So just to shout out some products that Scott Barnes used on J-Lo, a lot of his own products, his Snatchural eyeshadow palette, then also Marc Jacobs Beauty, that new, I don't know if it's new, but that eyeliner.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which I love. And then the coconut bronzer, which is like my favorite bronzer that I use.
It's fabulous.
So that's how to get her freaking
J-Lo glow.
J-Lo glow. And then Shakira, we don't have specifics on what product she was using, but she had like a very bronzy, then sparkly red eye to match her like sparkly red outfit. And she looked stunning.
Someone said that she was like paying homage to her character in
Zootopia.
Zootopia, and I was dying, which I thought that movie was super cute.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. We've got a new luxury beauty brand in town, Hermès.
Need like a whatever, like
alert.
I don't know.
Alert. So Hermès is...
it's the cha-ching sound.
Oh, yeah. Cha-ching is getting into the beauty game, y'all. So this is a first for the brand. It's 183 years old. They're getting into the beauty game. So they launched with Rouge Hermès, obviously an extremely luxe lipstick line. We posted about this a couple of weeks ago, actually, on our Instagram. But the colors are drawn from an archive of 75,000 silk swatches. And then the packaging is made from the same metals that they use for its handbag hardware.
So if you can't afford a Birkin,
grab yourself a lipstick. Yeah. So it took 2 years to develop. And this is what cracks me up. So we're reading a report from the Zoe Report. And it's a $67 lipstick. I haven't tried them yet.
I haven't either.
I doubt I'll get sent them.
And the editors are, like, Jenna Rosenstein is in Paris right now.
Yeah, so Harper's Bazaar, friend of the pod, Jenna Rosenstein, she's in Paris for the launch right now. And I'm curious, like, if the formula's great. I really want to know if it's going to, like, I want this strictly for the packaging. I'll just be straight up.
I think it's really cool that it is refillable.
Oh, yeah. So that's the other thing. Sorry. It's refillable. So it's $67 to buy it, but then you obviously can keep the you want to keep the packaging and refill it. And the refills are $42. But I was laughing because the Zoe Report's like, refills are only $42. I'm like, that's not something to brag
that's
about.
More
like,
than
it's
like,
still expensive. Yeah. So definitely a luxe beauty item.
There's also a lip brush with a handle.
Ooh.
Apparently. There's also a lip brush with a handle of striped lacquered wood and a matching translucent lip pencil intended to stop lipstick from spreading. I'm reading this. Also a metal mirror encased in a leather disc that doubles as a necklace pendant.
Interesting. So I want it.
It's so pretty.
It's so gorgeous. I think this is one of those items that, like, you could pass down for years to come, and, like, people would be like, my grandmother had this Hermès lipstick. It is truly beautiful. I like the idea of the translucent lip liner because Obsessive Compulsive Cosmetics back in the day used to make one. It was like their invisible lip liner. Uh-huh. And I honestly believe they were the first ones to do it. It was awesome. And it kept your lipstick from bleeding or moving outside of your lip line. And I was obsessed with it. And then they went out of business, obviously. And I know people have emulated it. But, I mean, why not buy the Hermès version?
So this isn't available until March. And it'll be available on Hermès's website, in-store at select Hermès locations, and then Saks, Bloomies. And then they'll, I think, obviously continue launching more products. I think they're going to get into skincare.
Oh, 100%. That would be smart. I think, based on the responses we got on our Instagram, you guys aren't really like, y'all are like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But we're obviously obsessed.
We're not like whatever.
We want it. We want it on our bodies.
Yes, please. Okay. Taraji P. Henson launched a new hair care line exclusively at Target, which I think is really exciting because I love her.
Mm-hmm.
So she wanted to create the Fenty Beauty of the hair world is how she's been pitching this new line. It is called TPH by Taraji.
Okay.
And she launched with 4 hair care categories. A cleansing care product line, scalp care, treatment styling, and hair repair. And each of the categories are color coordinated packaging, so you can like easily spot which ones you need on the shelves. I've seen them at Target. They're so, so cute. They're like on an end cap right now. Everything in the line ranges from $9 to $15.
Super affordable.
Super affordable. At Bustle, one of our writers, Ari Bynes, did an interview with Taraji, and she explained that she also wanted to expand the line in the future to carry products for men and children.
Ooh.
But also what I thought was really fun and cool was at this launch event in New York that she had, she had all the editors touch her hair.
Oh.
Yeah, to actually feel like how healthy it felt. Oh. And she was really, you know, like just showcasing that her products actually worked. So yeah, I am excited for her. I'm wishing her all the success.
Same.
I think that there is so much room for more product in like the natural hair care space too. And I think Taraji has incredible hair. So excited.
See, you know what the packaging reminds me of actually is Oribe.
Totally. For some reason. Totally Oribe.
I get this Oribe vibe from it, which I really like, but I mean,
but the price point is $9 to $15.
Yeah.
Yes. I would also love to know how, what the reviews are of the products. If any of you guys have tried it, let us know.
Totally. Cause I don't think I have the hair type that she's really targeting.
Same.
But I would, I mean, I kind of want to try it. I know. She has different like products that might work for me.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the last thing on the agenda, this has been news for like a week and a half now, but we definitely want to discuss it because we have many thoughts. So
someone actually asked me, she was like, I hope you guys break this down on Los Angeles.
Okay, great. So Kat Von D announced that she was departing her beauty line, Kat Von D Beauty, vegan beauty. And she said that she wanted to focus more so on her vegan shoe line, vegan luxury shoe line, and on her music, which apparently she is like going on tour with her husband this next year. So this is interesting to me in a few different ways. Like,
extremely interesting.
Interesting. Because she announced that she was leaving, but also that she sold all of the shares that she would have been able, you know, to keep and make mm-hmm. money from. And so Kendo, the brand that, you know, owns Fenty, mm-hmm. Marc Jacobs, all these brands, now owns KVD Beauty 100%. And there are so many things I want to discuss.
Let's first talk about what it stands for now.
Okay. So people are kind of like dragging them for this. They're like, KVD Beauty, vegan beauty, does not stand for anybody's initials. We have renamed it to like the ethos of this brand, which is K for kindness, V for vegan beauty, and D for discovery and doing good. Ma'am, it's still her initials.
You're never going to not think of Kat Von D when
unless you completely change the name.
Yeah.
There's no way people are not going to think about Kat Von D Beauty. And I would argue that they're probably not doing that great of a job promoting that she has left the company, because unless it's like, they're going to have to do some hardcore marketing with like billboards and commercials so that people know, oh wait, Kat Von D's not a part of this anymore.
Or like a rebrand, because it very much is still her look and feel, you know?
Yep. So Kat said on the Second Life podcast with Hillary Kerr that she felt like she was being pushed out of the beauty community in a way. And that, you know, because of the rise of influencers and people telling you that you need a new product like every day, that she just felt like she didn't fit in. And I would argue a few things. I do not in the slightest think that Kat Von D voluntarily left her beauty brand, namesake.
I co-sign that belief.
That she decided to up and leave it and sell her stock. There's no way. This brand has been on sale at Sephora for like 8 months at this point. If you go to their website, it was constantly discounted. So I think that Kendo probably said, listen, you made some pretty bad decisions regarding announcing you're not going to vaccinate your child.
And then had that.
Had the dispute with Jeffree Star, which I think both of them are in the wrong on both sides of that. And also like potentially dating a Nazi.
Potentially anti-Semitic.
Yeah, being anti-Semitic, like having names that clearly people were
very controversial.
Yes. So when you run your business on controversy, and what did Kat Von D Beauty do so much for the vegan beauty game and animal cruelty game? Yes.
And were the products great?
Yes.
That Kat Von D eyeliner to this day.
Yep.
Like
best, yep. One of the best eyeliners. I love, they launched it last year and they sent it to me, but like I felt bad even like talking about it, because it's like, I don't want you, it's really hard to separate a brand from their founder and the beliefs there.
Yep.
Because ultimately you're lining their pockets.
Especially if the brand is named after the person.
100%. So I think personally, I don't know, nobody's told me anything, but I think Kendo was like, listen, if you want this, like we want this brand to survive, we will pay you off to get out of here. But like, we also need your stock.
Yeah.
You can't have any affiliation with this. And ultimately I think like right now they're trying the name rebrand, but the whole like tattoo looking design is going
to
go.
Yep. It has to.
Because that's so synonymous with her. And I think honestly that tattoo design is so dated.
Yep.
People don't want products that look like that anymore. Yeah.
No, I agree.
I I saw also that people were like, are any products being discontinued? No products are being discontinued under the rebrand, but they did announce last October that the Alchemist palette, the Browstruck Dimension Powder, Everlasting Glimmer Veil, and Saint and Sinner perfumes are going to be discontinued if they haven't been already. But that wasn't tied to the entire rebrand. Yeah. That was just like something they were planning on doing anyways. So I don't know. I think that this is a good move for the brand overall, because when I like posted it in this beauty group on Facebook, like FYI, yeah, and people were like, so does this mean I can buy the products again?
Yeah.
Because so many people were turned off by her saying that she was not going to vaccinate her kid. And just by a variety of different things that have happened over the course of the past couple of years. So
I think too that this is just like a lesson for big beauty brands that are, you know, partnering with celebrities or maybe in the acquiring, like for example, like Coty with Kylie Cosmetics. It's like you're really investing in a person. And so like when you are spending all that money, like it's not just, you know, you're making money off of the success recently. Like you have to think about the brand like 10 years down the line. Like, is this person going to be still a good ambassador, you know, face of a beauty brand? It's like hard to say, you know, because Kat Von D was huge. Like, what, 15 years ago?
Yep. And I think, I'll say it again, she did so much for the vegan beauty movement, and her lip liners, her eyeliners, the cake liner is one of the best liners I've ever used on my waterline, hands down. The tattoo liner, one of the best liquid liners on the market, hands down.
I recently complimented someone on their eyeliner, and they like sort of under their breath were like, it's Kat Von D, like...
You know? I know. It's honestly like I call this like problematic fave. Yes. Like we all have problematic faves. Like Kat Von D just happened to be one of them. Now I feel like, okay, great. We're not lining her pockets anymore.
Yes.
Because she doesn't have any affiliation with the brand.
Yeah.
And I think people are going after KVD Vegan Beauty right now. Like, what a dumb name. Like, you need to change the name. Who's to say that they're not trying to do that?
Totally.
But like, I don't think they can completely just step away from that right now because people do associate it with her.
Right, right, right. And I think that would be also a bad decision just to be completely like rebrand right away.
Totally.
But yeah, interesting.
Interessante.
All right. So that was our What's on Your Face and beauty news for this week, guys.
I know. It was so long, but we haven't talked to you guys in a while and just, you know, had girl chat, boy chat, girl and boy chat.
Yeah.
So thank you for tuning in. You guys know where to find us on Instagram at @gloss_Angeles. We're trying to figure out how to get all of our socials the same. Trust us. We're also in the works of creating a website.
Yay.
So it'll be way easier for you guys to find our episodes and what's on our face and all that good stuff. We're on Twitter, Gloss Angeles Pod, and our amazing Facebook group. Just look up Gloss Angeles on Facebook and then join the group. And make sure that you answer all three of the questions that we ask for entry.
Awesome. Yay. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening.
See you next week. Bye. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.